Someone needs to make a shirt. Masturbation month. And it's just like a penis or something. And then it...
That's so not right.
I know.
It's not right.
That's vulgar.
Vulgar!
Vulgar!
And, you know, we all masturbate to Big Fatty.
Oh,
that's right.
Doesn't?
That's right.
I caught Caitlin the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to his show with it. I was like, oh, you know that's coming. May. Coming. Get it?
Coming.
Spell it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And, you know, we all masturbate to Big Fatty.
Oh,
that's right.
Doesn't?
That's right.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1454 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of August, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the big horror weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, we're ready. Hello, Q-us. Big Freddy, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Q-us today because, well, before I tell you why you're Q-us, we need to do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 22th of August, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of, y'all, someone from that It's All About Jeremy, a little show, who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show, and, y'all, it is none other than Mark, and, y'all, you are Q-us today because Mark... spells his name M-A-R-Q. Big Freddy, you just have an unbelievable way of bringing it all together. It's dumb as hell sometimes, but sometimes it's just lovely. And y'all, I am quite sure that there will be quite a celebration out there in Albuquerque. There at the It's All About Jeremy Studios. Big Freddy, do you think Ed will do you think Ed will make Mark Big Freddy, I don't know what I was going to say. I'm sure that it'll involve cake.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, you know, I'm over here at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, that's, and y'all, it was a full moon. Full moon on Tuesday night. So y'all, the stars were aligning. Big Freddy, I thought you said it was a full moon. But anyway, y'all, longtime listeners of the BFO, remember back when Big Fatty talked about meeting someone over here at the Horror Hotel named Snake. Now, I know Straight Bob, a straight boyfriend down there in the future. He remembers the name Snake. And y'all, Snake has this tattoo on his arms and all that looks like a snake. And that's why he has a Big Fatty. We thought it was that anaconda in his pants. Well... But anyway, y'all, I was having me a little tangeray and tonic on two, I say Tuesday night, and y'all, I went over to the common area to get a little ice, and y'all, there was Snake. He was sitting there, and I said, "Well, how are you?" He goes, "Herbert Carter." I said, "Long time no see," and we chatted for a little bit. I said, "Well, you ought to come by the room in a little while." And y'all, sure enough, he just followed me right back to the room, and y'all, it was lovely. And he was like, "Bird Carter, that was really good. You gonna be around later?" I said, "Yeah." Y'all, he came back again. Big Fatty Double Comma. And y'all, I totally expect him to stop back by another time or two before Big Fatty leaves on Monday. Big Fatty, you're lovely. Just lovely. Except I had to leave the room when Snake came in. Well, you know, sorry, Poodle. Well, that's all right, Big Fatty. I went and sat in the hot tub. It was lovely. Let's see. After y'all, I had a couple more drinks on Tuesday night. And I piddled around and all. Not a whole lot of people were here at the Hara Hotel Tuesday night. Oh, y'all, that's my bronchus. I didn't have lunch on hump day, but my bronchus, y'all, I had the country fried steak. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No. Scrambled eggs, and I ate about half of my bowl of grits, and I had one piece of the whole wheat toast. Now, y'all, something I got to tell you about. You know, I think I stated on yesterday's A Little Show that, y'all, I was looking through the Ford Escape, and y'all, I couldn't find my insurance card and my vehicle registration, and y'all, I looked high and low for that thing, y'all, and it was in a little plastic sleeve that I keep right there in the console. And y'all, I looked all through that. I looked under the seats, between the seats, y'all. I just couldn't find it anywhere. And so I went online on the www. And y'all, I went to the South Kakalaki Department of Motor Vehicle DMV. Y'all, I clicked on that. And y'all, believe it or not, I went right to vehicle registration, and it says how to replace a lost vehicle registration. Y'all, I looked, and it says it costs $1. You have to go to the DMV. And give them your tag number, and they will print you a new one. Well, y'all, I'm over here in Augusta, Georgia. Well, y'all, right across the state line, which is about 3 miles from the Hara Hotel, is North Augusta, South Kakalaki. So I looked down through the offices, the DMV. I said, y'all, there was one in North Augusta. So I said, well, after I have my bronchus, I will drive over there and just get me a new registration, because y'all, I just didn't feel comfortable driving without my vehicle registration. And y'all, got up Wednesday morning, and I called my insurance agent, and I got the mechanical, but I left a message with the lady, and I said, can you e-letter me a copy of my insurance? Because, you know, I didn't feel comfortable not having that either. I said, and if there's a problem, just give me a call back. Well, y'all, didn't hear another word from her, so I'll get to that in a second. Well, y'all, I'm following the goggle directions on how to get to the DMV, and y'all, I feel like I'm just driving too far. So y'all, I pull over on a side road, and I said, "Well, Big Freddy, why don't you just put the address in your cellular telephonic device and let it give you the driving directions?" Y'all, I had pulled over a block before the DMV. So I went into the DMV, and y'all, there was a cute boy in line right in front of me. Y'all, he held the door open for me and everything. Big Fatty, that's because he's a gentleman and you're a lady. But anyway, y'all went through the... and told the lady what I needed, and then I had to go fill out a little form and just, you know, basically wanted your name and address and your tag number and that kind of thing and your signature. And so, y'all, then they called me up and the lady said, okay, Big Fatty, that's the Ford Escape, the 2012 Ford Escape? I said, yes. And, she printed me out a new copy of my vehicle registration, and I gave her a dollar. Y'all, it could not have been easier. I couldn't believe I was in the DMV. So I went out to the car, and I went to put it into the console where I keep it. And y'all, I noticed on the front of the console, it's imprinted into the plastic. Says, "Lift here for additional space." So, y'all, I lifted the console or the thing out of the console, and that was the registration and the insurance card. I said to myself, you know, as soon as I go through this process of getting a new registration and insurance card, I will find it. And, y'all, I found it. Anyway, Big Fatty, if only you had lost $100 bill. Yeah, Gussie, yesterday, of course, we finished up with old Anonymous Bacon showing us a picture of the Vajoyoyo's children. And y'all, then there's another animal here. It is the. It was spotted by Brian in Danbury, Barry, via that Peter G. Y'all, evidently everything's being vetted now. I don't know. But it says skinny dippers in Scandinavia warned over an invasive fish that targets testicles. And y'all, there's a big fish with teeth eating Big Fatty's Big Fatty Vulga. And y'all, then that Mark in Calendar, you may know him as that musing Mark. It says, in this scene from Alfred Hitchcock's classic film Rear Window, Big Fatty Vulga, Miss Torso is unaware of the mysterious stranger in her bathroom. Big Fatty, get out of her bathroom. That's just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I want to just tell you about the schedule for Thursday and Friday today here at the Big Horror Weekend. Then I'll tell you about Saturday and Sunday's schedule tomorrow. Yes, Big Freddy, keep us coming back for more. But y'all, we start out later this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, y'all, pool time. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, we've got a massage therapist here this weekend, y'all, and he does such a good job. You can see him, y'all. We have registration. Big Fatty's in charge of the registration. I've been working on getting the registration all set up on hump day. Registration from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, then at 8 p.m. in the evening, we got the kickoff event, y'all, with light food. Y'all, there'll be the Let the Liquor Begin. Liquor, Big Fatty. And y'all, then from 9 p.m. To 2 a.m. in the morning is Big Brother and bar time. Y'all, you know, there's a little bar right next door to the Horror Hotel. You can just stumble over there. It takes about 2 minutes to stumble over there and back. And then the pig pen, that's the play area. You know, the number one funky homo is quite familiar with it. On Friday, Granny's up early to fix coffee and Krispy Kreme donuts for everybody. Y'all, there's morning cocktails at Bloody Mary's and the Mimosas. The registration is open from 10 a.m. in the morning till noon. Yeah, then we're having a cookout. A cookout on Friday. Hot dogs and hamburgers. Big Fatty, you hadn't had enough weenie already? No, okay. That afternoon, more time to relax by the clothing optional pool. Y'all, I did go and take a little naked swim on a hump day. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. And y'all, then registration open again. From 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, then we've got a cocktail party. Cocktail with light food at 6 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, then we've got a special guest here. You know, in the past, it's been Mr. Michael Brandon, but he was not available to come this year. So, y'all, we have a new one, Nick Moretti, M-O-R-E-T-T-I. He's going to be doing some sort of performance. I'm not quite sure what he's going to do. Y'all, then there's another cocktail party at 8 p.m. in the evening. Then if folks want to go back over to the bar from 9 p.m. in the evening to 2 a.m., they can do that. Then at 10 p.m. in the evening, we've got another cocktail party. Big Fatty, are you going to be cocktailed up enough? I hope so. Y'all, then the pig pen will be open at 11 p.m. in the evening. And then at midnight, y'all, there's a cigar smokers gathering. I believe a group also brings like a bottle of some sort of whiskey or cordials or something like that to that. And so, y'all, they sit there and they smoke cigars and do shots. Big Fatty, if they hadn't had enough liquor by then, you know, this sure, let's do a shot. Y'all, I'm going to close out today with a little thing that Paul sent to me about a new job. Oh, and y'all, it says someone, and Hadam, you listen carefully because I know you enjoy hearing the reading. Oh, y'all, I don't know why I'm so gassy all of a sudden. Big Fatty, it's because you're awake. New job. Someone asked me, now that you're retired, do you still have a job? I reply, yes, I am my wife's sexual advisor. Somewhat shocked, they said, I beg your pardon, but what do you mean by that? Very simple, I replied. The wife has told me that when she wants my fucking advice, she'll ask me for it. That's pretty good. Big Fatty, that was a real good one. Okay. So, anyway, y'all, I'm looking at the clock here. Oh, y'all, I got to tell you this. The inner tubes here at the Horror Hotel are just, you talk about horror. Y'all, the most horrifying thing is the speed of the inner tubes here at the Horror Hotel, because y'all, as slow as molasses. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about molasses at the Horror Hotel. But, y'all, I must have tried half a dozen times to upload, the Hump Day show last night, and y'all, it would time out, or I'd have an error or something like that. And y'all, I know there are those who like to get it early, and y'all, I believe that they were probably having a conniption fit. Big Fatty, oh dear gassy. So anyway, y'all, I just hit my knee, poor Bergwater. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And if you see Mark or Ed or It's About Me on the Twitty or the Face Space or whatever, you don't want to wish him a happy exiting of the birthday. Big Fatty, it's not his birthday. But y'all, if you see Mark with a Q, just wish him a happy exiting of the birth canal. And now, Ed, Ed, how are y'all gonna celebrate Mark's birthday?
Huh? You know, we all masturbate to Big Fatty.
Oh, that's right. Doesn't? That's right.
Oh, so you're gonna kind of take things into your own hands.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.